Chilin chapter 6, Mishnah 3. Chereshet of a katan sheshchatu. If a deaf, mute, an imbecile, or a man has slaughtered an animal, v'acherim roin oisam, and someone else is watching over them. So you'll remember that from the first Mishnah, chapter 1, Mishnah 1, that if someone's watching over them and sees that they do it correctly, then it's actually okay. Then the shchita, the slaughtering is okay, and if not, they're not, right? We can't trust them if there's no supervision. So if someone is watching over them, then chayvim lekasos. The person watching over them must cover up the blood. They must fulfill the mitzvah of covering up the blood in that situation. Banan leban atzman, but if they're by themselves, if there's no one watching over them. So now the assumption is that the shchita that they did was not a proper slaughtering. And if it's not a proper slaughtering, there's no mitzvah to cover up the blood. So pturim lekasos. There's no need to then cover up the blood. And so too when it comes to the mitzvah of not slaughtering a mother and its young on the same day. If one of these, a deaf, mute, an imbecile, or a minor, slaughtered an animal and someone was watching over them, so it's a good slaughter, and then you can't then go and slaughter the young on the same day after that. Right, but banan leban atzman. But what happens if they just slaughtered the mother on their own? What happens if, let's say, a deaf mute takes an animal and slaughters it? Can you now go and slaughter a young on the same day? Because maybe the slaughtering wasn't a good slaughtering. Rabbi Meir matat lishchot achram. So Rabbi Meir says you can. You can actually fully go and then slaughter the young on the same day, because we fully assume that their initial slaughtering wasn't a good slaughtering, and therefore there's no prohibition over here. The chachamim oisrim, but the sages disagree. And the sages say that we should worry that maybe they did do it properly, and then maybe you coming along, and maybe you're going to be doing an avera, a transgression over here. Umodim shim shachat, and they agree that if you do come, the sages agree that if you do come along, and you do slaughter the young after that on the same day, you wouldn't get 40 lashes, because we'll never know. Maybe the deaf mute or the imbecile or the minor didn't in fact do a kosher slaughtering. So we can't give you 40 lashes if you transgressed, right? All we can do is tell you not to do it. But if you do it, there wouldn't be a capital punishment. The interesting thing over here is that the Kohati brings out the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir, not the sages, right? Which is not usual. We usually go after the majority. So therefore, according to that, if a deaf, mute, an imbecile, or a minor slaughters a mother animal, you would be able to slaughter the young on the same day. There would be no problem in doing that. That's according to Rabbi Meir.